Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, a veritable wonderland of gadget treats where iPhones grow on trees and the rivers run with liquid titanium. Imagine. It's easy if you try. Coming up on this week's chemically induced show, it's the Olympics. The Gadget Olympics, that is. T3 puts technology on the treadmill in some pointless exercise to find the best Olympian gadget. New tellies, you'll be wanting one of those to watch the Olympics on. The real Olympics, we mean, not the T3 ones. That would be ridiculous. And that's the sound E3 makes when you say it out loud. We'll have all the news from the gaming extravaganza, including some insider info on the Xbox 360 Blu-ray. I've said too much already. And pull that, Duncan. It's the Battle of the Bands, T3 style, with games of bandy things. Or band games, as they're controversially called, aplenty. All that, and possibly less, given the credit crunch. But joining me on this merry skip through Gadget Grotto is, as ever, Mr. T3's Duncan Bell.
Hello.
Welcome.
Possibly less due to that intro lasting for over 3 hours.
Sorry about that. It was a bit of a marathon one.
The guitar stab was good, though. That was very high-fi for us.
Yeah.
Oh. Like that.
Yeah.
None of your...
More of that coming up.
64 kilobits per second nonsense there.
That's worth listening right through to the end of the show.
Full and throaty. Purely. Just repeatedly stab that while we sit here in silence.
Well, then we'd probably be top of the iTunes on the basis that the ringtones people seem to be.
Yeah, they're forever. Always very popular. And that would be a great ringtone. That, wouldn't annoy anybody who
Not
was
at
around
all.
You.
Every time you got a text. Enough of that. Anyway, we like you to get whatever may be on your chest off first thing on this show. I speak,
Nipple
of
clamps.
Course, yes, of your troubles rather than any vestments or body hair or, as you say, nipple clamps. So what has been troubling you, Setsaman?
Or, as you say, nipple clamps. Well, I'll tell you what's been bothering me, Setsaman. I've actually got a big hole in my hand.
Oh,
from,
yes, you have.
A PR stunt gone wrong.
A PR stunt that went horribly wrong.
Although,
I can
in a way,
see this
it went
on
right.
An American world's worst PR stunts.
When PR stunts go bad. I've
go
got
on.
Practically like the marks of Christ here, sort of stigmata-style hole in my hand.
Although, I think for the stigmata, technically, you need them on both hands, your ankles,
and all the way through. Yeah. So maybe I'm being a bit
a slight
crybaby
graze to
there,
your palm but... is not really the second coming, I don't think.
Damn. Force it again.
So tell me, how did you get this stigmata?
Well, people who don't work in the media may be interested to discover that when people have a thing to promote, they often promote it in a way that has nothing to do with the product.
Extraordinary.
And somebody was launching some laptops this week, and for some reason they had an afternoon of go-karting to go with it, and I can't even drive. And I just managed to rub a big hole in my hand on the steering wheel.
Ouch.
Which is only the only reason that annoys me, because obviously that's mainly my own fault. The only reason it annoys me was that the guy, it was in this sort of horribly bleak industrial estate in North Greenwich, and the guy who went off to find a first aid kit for me was obviously convinced I was going to try and sue them because of the hole. I don't know what on your sliding scale of injury you get for a small hole in your hand. But he was going, oh, well, you should have worn gloves, mate, because we did provide gloves. And I said, well, I know, actually, there weren't any gloves because you don't provide gloves, or they'd run out or something. And he said, oh, well, actually, mate, yeah, no, that's lucky, because if you were wearing gloves, it would have been worse.
You would have sued us even more. This is very similar, in a way, to what happened to me while I was on my honeymoon, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I went and foolishly handled some lion cubs. And they did explain to me before, and in fact, I think I even signed an indemnity.
Yeah.
you know, in case I was mauled. And did get mauled. Yes.
Blimey.
I ended up with 5 perfectly placed paw prints. Claw
well, that
prints,
beats mine
say,
any day.
On my calf. And they treated it afterwards with some, I don't know, something.
Anti-lion
some tea
venom.
Tree or something. It seemed highly sort of...
was the other thing. They couldn't find the first aid kit, or they couldn't find anything big enough in the first aid kit, so they dressed it with what I can only describe as an eye patch. So I thought that was a bit bad. But the reason I bring this up, apart from moaning, is do you know what they were promoting?
Oh, right. This thing? You said laptops.
Well, I said laptops, yeah, but beyond that.
Oh, right. Well, okay, if you're on go-karts, was it Acer Ferrari laptops?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, that would have been appropriate.
I know, exactly. In fact, I haven't got the faintest idea what they were promoting, because I forgot about it due to the whole go-kart.
It's like these adverts that are far too surreal for you to ever possibly remember what it was actually advertising.
It was like that. It was a misguided PR opportunity. Anyway.
There we go. So a complete waste of money on their part, and horrific injuries on yours.
Yes.
Good. Now, apparently, something's going off in Beijing this summer. And T3's been theming up the mag in response.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Olympics. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
I suppose it starts beginning of August, doesn't it, the Olympics?
Yeah.
So we thought we'd leap in there and have the Gadge Olympics.
Olympics. Copyright that immediately.
Mm.
So what have you been putting these gadgets through, then?
Well, it's various categories. We've got the pentathlon of phones, or as we've called it, the phone-taflon.
I must say, I don't think this model is an actual Olympian.
Oh, yeah. We've got a lovely lady to illustrate each one. Well, you say that. She does look very good fencing in her socks.
Which don't look regulation issue to me.
No.
No.
I think she's probably used to handling a spam javelin more than a fencing sword. But she looks very unconvincing diving, but aesthetically pleasing, I imagine.
Yes, yes, yes.
If you're into girls, you'll like this. If you like girls and you like gadgets,
you'll
like our combination of girls and gadgets.
So anyway, back to the gadgets. There is the phone tathlon.
Yeah, well, this is all about convergence devices. Yes. Five different skills that a phone may have, and we've marked them for each one.
Crudely taken the pentathlon and
put the word phone at the start of it.
So yes. So we've got photography, music, email, internet, and design.
Yep. Seems fair enough.
I think if this was the actual Olympics equivalent, this would just be the event where the sort of participants just posed and were marked on their aesthetic appearance.
Possibly. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, the actual pentathlon involves fencing, horse riding. The actual pentathlon is meant to be all the skills a soldier needs to have. So it's fencing, shooting, riding a horse. Obviously not the modern soldier.
Mm.
And running.
So,
I like running.
You
that's
could have a modern
have
equivalent
where
it was sort of driving tanks, beating up inmates, that sort of thing.
Claiming compensation.
That sort of thing. So anyway, after putting these phones, so we've got the Nokia N82, Sony Ericsson W890i.
Mm, Apple iPhone 3G.
Yeah, well, I think
LG.
I already know the winner.
Guess what
LG
wins?
LG Secret and Samsung Toco.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a watch more than a phone. After all this grueling activity, what won? I don't think we need to even say what one. What came second? Oh, the Samsung Toco came second. Oh, right.
Well, there we are. Good news for Samsung.
And the Nokia N82 came third. Yep, no prices, I'm guessing. iPhone 3G wins. But then it is the
You'll just have
trade.
To buy the magazine. To,
Although I noticed that there isn't a copy and paste event.
Well, there is a photography event in which it does rather badly.
Oh, it does do badly in that.
So,
And of course, it would have come last in the copy and paste event on account of not being able to do it.
Yes. Yes. So then we've also got, it's all very scientific this, we've got Olympic clothing that will make you run faster, gadget throwing.
Yes, my favourite event.
And we've also got some Great British hopefuls, which means some stuff made in Britain.
Which is usually like high-end. Yeah, it's all
hi-fi stuff, it's all quite
Mind you,
that
B&W Zeppelin, okay, it is quite high-end for a piece of iPod kit, really. But £400, I think, people could stretch to that. It looks fantastic.
It does look very nice. Although, looked at it another way, £400 for a portable stereo.
Yeah, it's crazy. Exactly. But
a conical ghetto blaster for
£400. If you spend big on the small
quid.
Things, you get these small pieces that are fantastic.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
You'd look pretty good walking down the road with that on your shoulder.
You'd look awesome.
If it ran on batteries, which it doesn't.
Now, you're probably wanting something to watch the Olympics on this summer, frankly. That 14-inch portable just won't cut it.
No, it'll be good for watching the British contestants.
Yes.
They limp home in 17th.
So you have the answer to this this conundrum?
Do we? Yes, we do. Home cinema based around... Well, not home cinema. What do you call it if you're watching sport? Home...
Auditorium? home
stadium.
Home stadium. There we go, yeah.
Yeah, home That's stadium based around a Sony Bravia 46-inch... Panasonic Blu-ray
awesome
player.
A pretty awesome telly and a pretty awesome sofa, actually.
Yeah, the sofa's my favourite bit. Linear rosé.
£500, that isn't that expensive and it looks awesome.
It's it looks like something that Buck Rogers would sit down
Definitely.
To watch the Olympics.
I would happily sit on that, drink beer and watch my 46-inch Sony Bravia. I wouldn't actually need anything on it. I'd just watch the telly.
Just look at it. Couch out. Yeah.
Just look at it. Look all 46 inches. And
enjoy the fencing, the diving and the gadget throwing.
And the gadget throwing, yes. Good. Well, I think we've covered the Olympics there. You see, the BBC spent
Overcovered
millions.
It, if anything.
We just talked about it for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's E3 time.
Yeah, E3. What's going on at E3?
Well,
Xbox Blu-ray player.
Xbox Blu-ray. Now, I kind of misleadingly suggested that the Xbox might be getting Blu-ray, but the fact is the exclusive news is that it's not.
Mm. That's a good exclusive.
I was going to say, it's a bit of an anti-exclusive, this.
Bears not to shit somewhere
but this
other than
was,
woods.
But this was a strong rumour, isn't it? So,
yeah, it was.
Kind of put this one down.
Although, it was one of those ones where if it had happened, you wouldn't be surprised, but then the fact that it hasn't happened is equally unsurprising.
Mm. but at least we now know.
At least we now know that Microsoft is married to the idea of downloading stuff for hours at a stretch.
Well, to be honest, I really think this is the way forward. Downloads, definitely. Once we've all got fiber optics, we'll be downloading like nobody's business.
Yeah, in the meantime, it might be a bit of a stressful occupation.
Well,
yeah,
in the meantime, they're all committed to just upscaling.
Yeah.
Isn't it? You can miss out Blu-ray, just upscale and then wait for downloads.
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
However, Sony Vaio.
Yeah, well, Sony are mad for Blu-ray, aren't they?
Blu-ray-tastic.
It's worked for them on PS3, but I think they might be missing the point of... I always think, why would you want a Blu-ray player on your laptop for films, anyway? It's brilliant for having masses of capacity if you've got a burnable Blu-ray player. But I think I'm right in saying none of these are burners. They're just players, and they burn DVDs instead. So, you might see... It might be incredibly high definition if it's on a 13, 15-inch screen.
It's a bit pointless.
Why bother?
What's all this about a new Wii controller?
Yeah, I didn't understand the point of this. But for me, one of the great things about the Wii is it doesn't really rely on a great deal of accuracy. But yes. Now there's this like plug-in thing that makes the
Wii
pointer much more accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
It plugs in and apparently makes it more accurate. But this is the thing that annoys me about the Wii, the fact that it's like, you know, it's like a blunt instrument all the time.
No,
so
that's fine.
Having a bit of sharpening up. I think that's great.
But most Wii games don't really need it. I mean, Metroid, it would benefit Metroid. And I suppose Duck Hunt to an extent. But
awesome.
For Wii Tennis or whatever, it's like, it's fine as it is, thanks. don't make the games more skillful. I don't want that. Jeez.
I think we're coming at this from different angles.
Well, possibly, yes.
Okay, well, staying with gaming, there's an unhealthy number of banned games available now. Mm. Before we sort through these, I thought we could perhaps just demonstrate our skills here. So, Duncan, if you could pass me that rock guitar and pick up that blues guitar by your side there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, right, here we go. Let me just give you a blast here. There we go.
Ooh.
Not bad. Let's hear what you've got then. I'm liking it. I think we've got a bit of rhythm. Let's
jam.
Just both together. Yeah.
Oh, tight as well. We stopped at exactly the same second.
Incredible. Almost as if we mixed it earlier. Now, not everyone, of course, can just pick up a guitar like that and play. But, of course, these games are available to everyone. They do make it very accessible.
Yeah, we do. And the new Rock Band's coming out with a huge long list of songs that I've never heard of that you can dive into.
No. I was casting my eyes down this list. And, yes, like you say, there are a lot of songs I've never heard of. But, frankly, I got as far as song number 14 and stopped because I needed to see no more, because song number 14 is Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Yeah. It is a curious mix, I've noticed, of basically like very, very recent emo-type stuff or like the sort of thing that Chris, the producer, likes but with like really, really old stuff.
Living on a Prayer, it's all you need.
So I suppose Living on the Prayer for old people.
What?
And then Panic at the Disco for today's young emo.
Yeah, that's quite cool.
Man About Town. But also the first new Guns N' Roses track for a billion years.
Yes.
Shackler's Revenge. It's the first track officially heard, off of Chinese Democracy. The long awaited, in fact, long forgotten about by a lot of people, I should imagine by now. Guns N' Roses.
Guitar Hero World Tour will feature Metallica's new album to download on the day of release.
Yeah, that's good. 5 or 6 years ago, I'd have been really excited about that. I couldn't give a flying one now, but I imagine some people must still be excited about Metallica.
I should imagine. But interesting, though, that they've thought through this and they're actually going to release the game part of it same day as the album.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. Do you actually get to play the tracks from it?
Exactly.
Well, that's pretty good. Mind you won't know them, by definition.
But you don't know half the ones on the...
But then everybody downloads
the list.
Well, I don't. Yeah, I know it's actually... They've got Teenage Riot by Sonic Youth.
Yeah.
And something that I can't even pronounce by Steely Dan. Both of which are just going to be unbelievably complicated and difficult.
Yeah.
So I suppose that's for the more...
advanced.
The more advanced person, yeah, yeah.
What about the 360 is going to have its own version of SingStar? Which,
yeah, Lips.
It's been badly missing. Lips.
Which is a great name.
What a name.
It comes with glow-in-the-dark microphones, I think I'm right in saying.
Wireless glow-in-the-dark microphones.
Which aren't just microphones, but are also maracas. Or a number of percussion-y kind of instruments. Yeah, depending on what.
So if you can't sing, just like in any other band, you can stand and shake
it's
a tambourine.
It's like a sort of Bez from Happy Mondays simulation. I think that's brilliant. I was sold at Dayglow, to be honest, or Glow in the Dark, rather. But yeah, the fact that it's also maracas.
You had me at Glow in the Dark, yes.
And it's also, it tries to do that sort of karaoke machine from Argos thing as well, doesn't it? You can play any track from any MP3 and it'll try and strip out the vocals.
Yeah.
So you end up with like the voice of Satan doing vocals.
Looking at it, because they've got sort of photos from the videos, the actual videos and stuff like that. It does look more like a proper karaoke machine than SingStar.
Looks a lot more because it's by what was it, the company who made it did before they did
I know exactly who you mean, but I can't for the life
you've also me. Forgotten and you've also not bothered to research properly or write things down on the back of the pieces of paper. Well, whoever it was, they also did something else that was good.
Yeah, so look out for that.
Got out of that one.
Smooth, yes. Okay, excellent. Well, it's going to be a bit of a battle of the band games.
Yeah, I think it's great. It's computer games have never been so rocking.
So of those, what are you looking forward to? So we've got Rock Band 2, Lips, and Guitar Hero World Tour. Which one's floating your boat?
Guitar Hero World Tour I'm not so fussed about, to be honest.
Okay.
But, you know, Lips, I think, basically. Lips. Good though that was.
Yes. We had to hear that one more time. That is just about all we have the budget for, I'm afraid. Just time for your quickfire reactions to this week's last words. Mm-hmm. Starting with the EcoFun concept car.
That's pretty nice. Very nice for an eco car, I thought. Probably won't come out. But
yeah, look cool. But yeah, any well car cool. with the word fun in it, I kind of think.
I don't know why they did that. Yeah, eco-sex, they should have called
it. Yeah,
Manly eco.
Exactly.
Something like that. Because it does look... It looks sleek and nice, whereas EcoFun suggests it looks like...
I'm thinking Micra.
Yeah.
Anyway, 80 gigabyte PS3 coming out.
Yes, good. Thrilled. I'd love to say I was excited about that.
Yeah, I know. Well, 14.7 megapixel Samsung NV100 HD.
Yeah, too many pixels.
Yes, you really can have too much of a good
thing. I don't want to be seen in that much detail.
And in as few words as possible, please, iPhone 3G.
I still haven't been sent a free one.
Well... Well, we'll slate it until you are, frankly. DocBot says that nasty rash should clear up in a week or two. Just keep rubbing in the cream.
Mm.
Good. That really is all we have time for. New T3 is out now. It's the September edition, and it's got a girl on the cover. So that'll distinguish it from all the others. And T3.com for all the latest news. Find us on iTunes or on the website. Until next week, I've been Dan Maudsley. You've been listening to the T3 Podcast.